Troubling times may be ahead for Cape Breton University following a luncheon event highlighting the university's relationship to the Cape Breton business community. The event, Perseverance and Prosperity, Imagining a Vibrant Future for Our Island, was put on as a partnership between CBU, the Cape Breton Regional Chamber of Commerce, and Economic Development Agency, the Cape Breton Partnership. It began with speeches from leaders of the three institutions, but ended with questions surrounding CBU's future in Cape Breton and what the university needs to thrive. The first to speak was CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Megan Penny, who discussed how the work done by the Chamber and CBU feed into each other.
Education and communication are essential to keep our municipality growing. Young people and newcomers need to know about the opportunities here, and the community needs to understand the why behind the investments, projects, and initiatives we all see around us. We all have a role to play in that. Right now, our island has something truly special, and it is evident in this very room. We have a wealth of knowledge from experienced business leaders, and we also have the next generation who are full of motivation and energy to learn. With this combination and a commitment to working together, there is nothing that we cannot achieve. We have collaborated on many projects, initiatives, and events, all of which reflect the power of long-standing partnerships that make a real impact in our community.
Cape Breton Partnership CEO Tyler Mathis spoke next about their collaboration with CBU.
Cape Breton University continues to lead by example when it comes to building strong, community-driven partnerships. The collaboration reflects our shared commitment to innovation, to growth, to meaningful impacts in our community and beyond. The board and staff and investors of the Cape Breton Partnership, including all the partners here, many of whom were recently newcomers or CBU grads, we regularly imagine a new future, and we look forward to partnering for that continuing.
CBU President and Vice Chancellor David Dingwall was the last to speak. He began by listing achievements by CBU that came as a result of support from business owners and community leaders, such as the development of a new science building, adding programs to train physicians, and developing local female hockey.
The past 7 years have been marked by unprecedented growth, bringing the world to Cape Breton and Cape Breton University to the world. We've achieved many notable milestones. Record student enrollment resulting in the largest graduating class in our history. You may have heard of the recent setback resulting from policy changes by Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada. These changes were made without consultation with the provinces, without any university across the country, nor the consideration for regional differences and the needs of our various communities. It has destabilized the post-secondary system from coast to coast to coast.
For many years, CBU has leaned on international students to sustain and expand its operations, which has led to a surge in CBU enrollment and drop in vacant jobs in the Sydney area. However, many have also criticized the decrease in available housing as a result of CBU's residence housing not being enough to sustain the amount of international students and far fewer job openings in service industry sectors. The federal government introduced a cap on international student visas in 2024, which Dingwall says has hit CBU hard.
The financial implications are significant, and make no mistake, there are difficult times ahead. These unilateral changes have seen our enrollment go from 9,100 to 4,900. The university and the community have been hit hard, but we need to persevere.
Dingwall spoke about what they're doing to address concerns surrounding the surge in the population coming through CBU.
We were confronted with a housing strategy. We renovated our residence to better serve students. Secondly, we also purchased the old Tartan Down site to build new student housing alongside affordable housing for the community. The site preparation for the Tartan Downs, a $63 million project, has been completed, and we're literally a month or two away. When the growth in our student enrollment led to crowded transportation locally, the university partnered with the CBRM to improve transit. We bought buses to support expanded service, which has benefited the entire community. When our students were seeking work experience, we recognize the opportunity to support small businesses throughout the island that we're facing labor shortages. We put in place a community engagement program to transport young, enthusiastic, dedicated workforce to employment opportunities throughout the entire island. CBU's success in the international market then benefit not only the CBRM, but indeed the entire island.
Following the event, Dingwall spoke to media and elaborated on the effect federal government immigration policy is having on CBU's operations.
It's tough. It's very tough. The government of Canada have made some draconian decisions as it relates to international students, and we're right into the thick of it, as well as other universities across the country. We've had to cut back on a lot of stuff, and we're looking at a new round of cuts in order to try to get to a reasonable sense to balance our books. Very tough.
Dingwall also discussed the effect a nearly 60% drop in full-time visa undergrads has had and spoke more about the potential for cuts.
It's not only the reduction of the students, but it's the reduction of the income that the university would have had. You know, we've been embarked upon a pretty significant capital program which will serve the university for the next 50 years, and we're not going to have any debt on that. So when you lose that kind of income, it makes it difficult and challenging for everybody. I don't want to say layoffs are going to be happening. We're entering a process with our faculty and our unions about our economic situation. And let's see what we can do. Can we drive a revenue up a bit? Can we do things better, more efficiently? See what happens. But inevitably, if the numbers are as bad as we think they're going to be, there'll probably be less on the campus than we would hope.
Dingwall believes new programs at the university will help with revenue, but doesn't believe they'll ever get back to previous international student numbers.
I see pathways where we can increase the enrollments, but increasing the enrollment is one thing. You have to be able to bridge that with the number of faculty you have, or maybe the number of faculty you should have. So that's a big discussion point, and I think with some good collaboration, we can address that.
Dingwall believes continuing to foster relationships with the business community with events like the luncheon are another way to support CBU's operations and discuss the work they do in the community. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.